The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 4 deaths and 8 new hospitalizations in its latest report, January 18. The 4 deaths reported today include 3 Simcoe County residents and 1 man from Muskoka. A woman over 79 years old from Simcoe County died on January 13. A man between 65 and 79 years old from Simcoe County died on January 16. A woman between 65 and 79 years old from Simcoe County died on January 17. Her case was linked to an outbreak. A man between 45 and 64 years old from Muskoka District died on January 14. There are approximately 31 Simcoe Muskoka residents hospitalized for COVID-19. Area hospitals, however, may also accept patients from outside of the region. While provincial testing guidelines prioritize testing for people living and working in high-risk congregate care settings and hospitalized patients, and test results are delayed by several days, the health unit is reporting 319 new cases today. Locally, about 20% of the people who were tested for COVID received a positive result. The health unit's goal is for this rate, percent positivity, to be at 1%, which would indicate the amount of testing that is occurring is enough to catch most of the COVID transmission happening in the community. Among the cases reported today are 59 unvaccinated people, 7 partially vaccinated people, and 179 fully vaccinated people. The health unit is reporting cases within the region, but is not providing further breakdowns on the primary residence municipality of the people who test positive. About 37% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka region, including children too young to get the vaccine, now has 3 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine, 38% has 2 doses, 5% has 1 dose, and 19% have no doses of a COVID vaccine. Since July 18, 2021, COVID hospitalizations in the region have included 155 unvaccinated people, 14 partially vaccinated people, and 63 fully vaccinated people. In the same time frame, COVID-related ICU admissions have included 42 unvaccinated people and 10 fully vaccinated people. Since July, the deaths reported by the health unit include 26 people who were unvaccinated and 16 were fully vaccinated. Fewer than 5 of the deaths during that time were partially vaccinated individuals. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 28,883 cases of COVID-19 with 19,273 of those cases recovered and 302 cases ending in death. There are 98 active outbreaks in Simcoe Muskoka, including 48 in institutional settings, hospitals, long-term care, retirement homes, 40 in congregate settings, group homes, shelters, and 10 at child care centers. The institutional outbreaks in Simcoe County with more than 10 cases reported include the Berryview Retirement Home in Berry, 25 resident cases and 5 staff cases, Trillium Manor Long-Term Care Home in Orillia, 18 resident cases and fewer than 5 staff cases, Bayhaven Care Community in Collingwood, 8 resident cases and 7 staff cases, Bradford Valley Care Community, 8 resident cases and 12 staff cases, IOOF Long-Term Care Home in Berry, 11 resident cases and 22 staff cases, Birchmere Retirement Home in Orillia, 20 resident cases and 8 staff cases, Grove Park Long-Term Care Home in Berry, 6 resident cases and 8 staff cases, Waterford Retirement Residence in Berry, 10 resident cases and fewer than 5 staff cases, Royal Victoria Regional Health Center IOOF Long-Term Care Home, 19 resident cases and 19 staff cases, Atrium Retirement Home in Orillia, 34 resident cases and fewer than 5 staff cases, Sundial Lakeview Retirement Lodge in Orillia, 20 resident cases and 5 staff cases, Mill Creek Care Center in Barrie, 15 resident cases and 16 staff cases, Owen Hill Long-Term Care Home in Barrie, 10 resident cases and fewer than 5 staff cases, Leacock Care Center in Orillia, 14 resident cases and 12 staff cases, Woods Park Long-Term Care Home in Barrie, 7 resident cases and 16 staff cases. Case counts for outbreaks reported by the health unit may be delayed and therefore could be underestimated.